The results are drawn from interviews with 31 middle-class couples, defined as having obtained a college degree, and 30 working-class couples who've only completed high school or have limited college experience. The study finds that middle-class couples tend to use more effective and more forms of contraception, while working-class couples are less likely to rely on effective forms of birth control. UND sociology professor Amanda Miller co-authored the study. She says the reasons for the differences range from forgetfulness to the accessibility of effective contraceptives.
So the working class often find it difficult to take time off work, for example, to go to the medical appointment necessary to ensure that you can get hormonal contraception.
Limited professional mobility of working class jobs could be another factor. Middle class couples may hold off on starting a family until professional goals are realized, while more limited opportunities for working-class couples provide less incentive to wait. Also, Miller says college-educated couples tend to communicate better about the role contraception plays in their relationship.
One of the things that the middle class often does is they frequently talk about contraception well before ever stepping foot into the bedroom. We think that just having those constant check-ins with one another help couples delay childbearing.
The study was published in the October issue of the journal Family Relations and co-authored by Cornell University researcher Sharon Sassler. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Christopher Ayers.